You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning, and I hope you've had your morning cup of coffee or tea, because now we're going to take a morning walk down Dalal Street. Welcome to Money Control. My name is Rakesh.
A morning walk down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
Nifty registered marginal gains towards the close but failed to break above the 10,800 levels. So is there nervousness on Dalal Street, and will it continue today? That's the big question we're asking. Nifty 50 not only closed below 10,800 but also marginally below 10,770 on Tuesday's trade. The S&P BSE Sensex also closed flat with a positive bias, but the big action was taking place in individual stocks. Over 300 stocks on the Bombay Stock Exchange hit a fresh 52-week low, while on the National Stock Exchange the number was nearly 200 stocks. Stocks which hit a fresh 52-week low on the Bombay Stock Exchange include stocks like Force Motors, Care Ratings, Century Textiles, UPL, Finolex Industries, Kajaria Ceramics, ICICI Securities, Tata Motors, NTPC, Avan Offshore, etc. Global cues were negative in the beginning of the trade, but the index managed to climb all walls of worries to close in the positive. Nifty closed above its 20 EMA and 13 EMA, but closed well below 5 EMA. The larger picture shows that the index is forming distribution over the last couple of weeks. Remaining stock-specific will benefit investors, is what analysts have to say. Now, a breach of the support zone of 10,700 to 10,690 can be taken as a fresh selling opportunity. On the downside, we find supports between 10,500 and 10,417, which will be the short-term target area to watch out for. Overall, FPIs sold 538 crore rupees from equity markets, and DIIs bought as much as 238 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. What are some big ticket items that we should be watching out for as investors? Well, there is some good news to start with. State-run banks hopeful of getting out of RBI's watch list by 2020. As we know, 11 public sector banks that are under the RBI's watch list for mounting bad loans on Tuesday expressed confidence before a parliamentary committee that these would emerge out of the central bank's prompt corrective action, that is PCA framework, by 2020, according to sources who spoke to PTI. The banking sector is grappling with rising NPAs, that is non-performing assets, which touched 8.99 lakh crore rupees, or 10.11% of total advances at December end 2017. Of the total gross NPAs, public sector banks accounted for 7.77 lakh crore rupees. The rising number of frauds has also become a serious cause for concern. The number of frauds reported by banks increased from 4,693 in 2015-2016 to 5,904 in 2017-2018. The fraud amount at the end of March 2018 was 32,361.27 crore rupees, up from 18,698.8 crore rupees at the end of 2015-2016. That is almost twice as much. But in another report, RBI said that NPA situation is likely to worsen further. Painting a gloomy picture of the banking sector, the RBI said on Tuesday that gross NPA ratio of banks is likely to rise from 11.6% in March 2018 to 12.2% by the end of the current fiscal. That's a rise of 0.6%. In its financial stability report, that is the FSR, the RBI said stress in the banking sector continues as gross non-performing advances, that is GNPA ratio, rises further. Taking a quick look at the technical charts, what should investors be doing? Should they be booking profits or should they be adding fresh long positions? Well, let's take a quick look at what Nifty is doing. The Nifty has formed a bullish candle on daily charts. Experts expect the range-bound trade to continue for the coming session as well. Nifty needs to break the range of 10,837 to 10,710 on either side to accelerate momentum on either side. Three levels are the levels that we should be watching out for: 10,700, 10,785, and 10,810. Maximum call OIs have been placed at 11,000 and 10,800. Maximum put OI placed at 10,700 and 10,600. What are some stocks that we should be keeping on our radar as we're going to trade today on the 27th of June? Satin Credit Care raises 500 crore rupees from NABARD, and that is therefore one of the stocks we'll be keeping a close eye on. Satin Credit Care Company said it has been raising funds through various means, including term loans, non-convertible debentures, that is NCDs, and preference shares, in keeping with its strategy to diversify its resource profile. Shriram Transport Finance also to raise 5,000 crore rupees via bonds issue. Shriram Transport Finance will issue 5 crore secured redeemable non-convertible debentures, that is again NCDs. The public issue will open on the 27th of June and closes on the 20th of July on option of early closure. Jindal Steel South Africa units have filed for business protection. Jindal Mining, Jindal Africa Investments and Eastern Solid Fuels filed notice of the voluntary proceedings on the 12th of June. So, we'll be keeping a close eye on Satin Credit Care, Shriram Transport Finance and Jindal Steel during the course of today. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to Guinness Securities and this is a list of trading ideas they've given us. Bharat Financial Inclusion has a buy call from them. It closed at 1,199.4 rupees. The target we're looking at is 1,300 rupees. Stop loss placed at 1,150, return of 8.39%. There's also the India Cements Limited, which has a buy call. It closed at 113.15 rupees. Target we're looking at is 134 rupees. Stop loss placed below 100 rupees for returns of as much as 18.43%. So Bharat Financial Inclusion and India Cements have buy calls from Guinness Securities. Well, that's all you need to know before going into trade today. We hope you have a great day at the market. And even if you're not investing today, we hope you'll keep all the information that we gave you because, you know, there's nothing better than being better informed. And that is precisely what we aim to do right here on Money Control. And that is why we insist that you stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.